Imagine that a stroke victim has just entered the emergency room of one of Vermont's smaller hospitals. Immediate treatment is critical if several life-saving drugs are going to be administered. The hospital has well-trained emergency room doctors on staff, but can't afford to have a stroke neurologist. They quickly turn on a two-way video system and dial up one of the state's leading stroke experts at Fletcher Allen, who can make a visual evaluation of the patient and recommend a specific course of treatment. This scenario is now taking place in some of Vermont's larger hospitals on a case-by-case basis, but its use is limited because Medicare and most insurance companies do not cover the costs of these video evaluations. Dr. Phil Brown is the chief medical officer at the Central Vermont Medical Center.
So telemedicine, what it does is it essentially takes the expertise of a stroke neurologist and it brings it into our Central Vermont Medical Center, ER, and even to the bedside. This is a mobile unit that we can even bring to the bedside.
During a demonstration of the video technology, Dr. Mark Gorman, a stroke neurologist at Fletcher Allen, appeared on the TV screen from his office in Burlington. He says the telemedicine program allows him to offer his expertise in every part of the state.
To be able to practice medicine at the highest level possible, not really limited by a more rural location, as has always been the case. This ability now to really be able to have access to everything. So patients can really be treated at a very high level and still be able to stay in their communities.
Congressman Welch says the use of telemedicine by critical care providers should be covered by Medicare and private health insurance companies. And he says his bill will make the use of this video technology more cost effective.
This is something that should be a tool to provide care, particularly in rural areas where getting to and from the hospital can be a challenge. And if healthcare is going to be successful, then we've got to take advantage of new ways to deliver the service.
Welch says the bill enjoys bipartisan support, and he's hopeful that it will soon be considered by the House Energy and Commerce Committee. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.